I just couldn't get it.
Okay.
This could explain the troglodytes.
All right, your dungeon has been excavated from an area of soggy dirt, not rock. Corridors are 10 feet high and 10 feet wide, as otherwise indicated. And at 5 foot intervals, the walls and ceiling are supported by massive, though usually slightly rotten, timbers.
Sounds like
the dampness is everywhere. The smell of rotten and swamp gas. Is always wet and slippery, but in some areas there is a layer
of it was excavated out of mud?
Out of the swamp we trekked through.
Sounds, I haven't seen a cave like this before.
Well,
didn't we like fall into one?
Oh yeah, that's right, we did.
Water trickles everywhere through the tunnels.
Oh, we have bronze plate now. Field plate, 2,000 gold feet.
No. Yeah, but look at the AC, it starts out at like minus
gold
2 or
plate.
Something.
I want Dural.
Okay, so we're in dungeon level 1.
Dungeon level 1, paragraph 1. Subsection.
So, all right. Is somebody mapping?
Yes,
were,
who was mapping?
I was. Who was leading?
I was.
Yeah,
let's
keep that up.
Why don't you put that in that? Look, a flat surface troll does.
No.
No. Oh, this feels horrible.
I feel like this is like kill some spiders. Thank you very much.
Alright.
Well, where's the microphone? Oh, it's a condensed one? Eww.
You have just run through 4 minutes.
Four.
What next?
Well, you're leading. You decide. Whoops. Sorry.
Oh, we went here
before. There.
Yes,
that.
I'll need a somewhat normal margin.
Well, I'm second. He's first, and everyone else is after us.
You don't have your
coins, do you?
Well, I didn't bring them, sorry. We can give
Goomy
Bears.
Oh, no! Oh, I'm the...
I brought two markers.
Zaitan, followed by Emrys, followed by...
Not Bear. Put them somewhere else. I'm not here.
Bear?
Here. Mine over there.
There's one a quarter. I'll make...
Emrys.
Might roll a penny.
Relative worth here.
Steve will make, we'll make Steve a nickel.
No, I brought my own markers.
You did?
I think compared against the peso, we're all doing great.
You want to be a dime?
Yeah.
Do you have a marker?
No.
Well, you can be a nickel.
Where's your marker, Steve? We need a Malcolm marker.
That's Lana, that's Ragnar. What? I brought things that nobody else would be likely to have one of.
A high school graduation ring?
Yes.
I think you're wrong.
That's
not
mine.
I
that's
mine.
But I wouldn't bring it.
See, I never bought one.
Yes, but there's only one other person. One other person here that would have a George C. Marshall High School.
All right.
Here.
My sister does.
I got one.
You probably have a different stone.
Yes.
Emrys,
smooth blue one.
Who's next?
Here.
Who's a dime?
You are.
No, I am.
Oh. Pantar, and then.
Valkyrie,
and then
Lana,
and then
there.
Ragnar, and then where? Oh, where is Malcolm?
Malcolm's not there.
Where'd he go?
Malcolm decided to go hunting on his own.
What is that? A gummy ring?
I
nope.
Found them.
Jade ring.
Sorry.
They're not fiddle.
Good idea.
Whoops.
You're currently in. A 20 by 20 room with 4 big windows. There are 4 bunks, one against the inner wall, or 2 against the back wall.
Well, I think we gotta go drag the 4 guards into this room so someone doesn't trip across them.
You know what you need to do?
Wonder what's going on here?
You need to get yourself a tooth.
Yeah, I know.
I know, those cavities are just hell.
It works.
Pardon?
I mean, I just ran across that and seen it. Oh, that's a good marker.
Your high school
was a junior. Yeah, they're fucking it.
You ran Dang. Over and saved me.
Did you guys went over? I ran into it.
Stop the car. The suggestion is well made is you drag the four guardsmen inside.
This sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, I think we'll like hide them.
Put the bodies in the freezer.
Okay, this we now do. Okay, we have three more doors. Wonder what's behind these.
Well,
is there any way to go through the dungeon other than...
Sequential search? No.
Well, we seem to go through this one or two ways. We have mutual surprise and a bunch of people in the front hack and slash until it's all over, or the other way is we plan it out well in advance and we slaughter them before they can lay a hand on us. Now, I prefer the second.
No, that's no fun.
But okay, sequential search and destroy. We
open the next.
We go east, and there's a door to the south.
Yes.
And there's a 20 by 20 room behind it.
You've seen the map. Oh God.
You're not supposed to peek.
I didn't.
Yes.
Is the door wet and soggy?
Yes.
Oh, I don't want to hear anything. Okay, we'll open it.
Well, why don't we get some people on the other side of this door here?
All right. Some people go up to the other side of the door.
The door is now open.
And what do we see inside of it? Uh-oh.
A giant yawn beast.
Say versus sleep.
Actually, it's locked.
Uh-oh. Well, they know we're here because we tried the lock, so we'll just go on to the next one. Oh, heck.
What are my percentages?
Oh, well,
I bite.
You bite?
Sixth level.
Should we knock or should we unlock it? Why don't we knock? Maybe they'll answer. We'll kill them.
What?
We'll knock and if they answer, we'll slaughter them.
Okay. We can go to the door.
No.
Nothing happened.
Oh, okay. I'm going to try and... Hello? Anybody here?
What?
Is this a cantrip?
Yes.
So, the door is now unlocked.
Ah, that's convenient. Saves me the hassle. Alright, and what do we see?
When you open the door, you see an empty room, 20 by 20, extending east from the east.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
Mine's stuck to the paper.
I figured as much.
What's inside the...
Four bunks against the walls and a small table are the only items here.
I wonder where the guards that we slaughtered were staying. Okay. Well, we're going to go up. And the next door on the south.
Okay.
Is it locked?
Yes.
Whoops. No. Guess what? I'm going to spin around attempting to unlock it, and I got a 15.
Yes. 62. I guess it's unlocked then.
Open it up, and it's a 20 by 20 room.
You've been peeking. Stop that.
How have you been peeking?
He cheats.
It's actually pretty obvious.
Well, yes.
Okay, I admit it. I went and bought the module. Oh, I'm so shit.
It's alright.
Say so.
I'm sure this is not standard. I'm sure it has a couple surprises in it.
If it didn't, it
the
does now.
The four spearmen who inhabit this room.
What?
Are now sitting up out of their beds and reaching for the spear.
Well, I'm
like,
reaching
what
for my.
What are you guys doing here?
Why don't we close the door?
Okay, we're gonna close the door.
What is this out of?
I'm gonna lock it behind me. Do I need to roll to do that?
And we'll all... I'm going to pull my weapon.
Well, it's locked.
Where did that come from?
Steve.
The lab.
Hey, this is kind of a rush.
Actually, Steve's personal.
Steve's personal spray.
Oh, it's a
helicoil.
Okay, so you open the door. Where? Here?
Here.
Here?
Where? I opened this door, okay? There were four people
Running
for their spears, and I closed it and locked it. Do we want to bar it? Oop, wrong side.
No. Now we'll just wait for them to come out. Why don't they come out?
Why don't we pinny them in? We could copper piece them in.
Do we have a copper piece?
Do we have a copper piece?
Uh-huh. I'll start working on it.
I've got 12 of them.
Good. Let's see if we can, let's try copper piecing them in.
So the we're door, copper piecing them
the
in.
The door is unlocked now from the inside.
I'm going to try and lock it again. No.
Can you invoke a lock?
I don't know if it's reversible or not.
You can wizard box something.
Well.
Pulled inward.
Uh-oh. Oh, my sword's out.
Can you make them trip?
Right here, and now we're all down the hallway like this.
What do you think they call them cantrips?
No, we got on either side of the
this
door.
This is the door right here.
No, that's
no, the door is right here. This is a 10 foot wide and 12 foot long hallway.
How well lit is that?
Well, we've got a light wand wherever she is.
Right here.
And a lantern right here.
There are torches
every
few feet. Oh. How come we have a light wand?
Because he didn't tell us there was torches. He didn't tell us that.
Well, I'm gonna go hide in the shadows.
Ragnar and Lana pull swords and kind of move towards the door.
Well, let's see, how many hit points am I down?
One away.
Yeah. I'm gonna pull sword and
hey, let's
hide
not
in the
be
shadows.
Too frisky with my bravery there.
Four spearmen now come out the door.
Now what?
We need some spearmen people. What's some
gummy bears?
Yeah. Jeez. I think gummy bears are the ultimate bad guys.
Wonderful.
The ultimate villain. Now don't be scared to put them on the carpet.
No, I want to make them stand up.
Why?
So that we can know when they're dead.
No, but they're spearmen. They don't like.
But they're spineless.
No, the door's over here. Get him away from my character.
Where's the door? About over here. You've about got it. Starting here and ending there.
Am I gonna?
He's not gonna stand.
Well. Bite his head off.
Mash them into the paper.
No, it's my notebook. Do not mash them in.
Well, tell you what, if they're on their back, like if they're face up, they're alive. If they're face down, they're dead. We just have to.
Dead yet.
Just have to imagine.
And they come wailing out, they form a semicircle around the door, and spears outward.
Oh, they don't want us in, huh?
I wonder what's in there. Bunks.
Roll initiative, please.
Cameron, charge. Charge them, Cameron, charge them.
Zyton's berserker blood comes out.
Zyton does not have any berserker blood.
Wrong character, huh?
Well, we thought you knew.
Sorry.
You were telling me just the other day, Cameron.
No. Hey, I got down 8 hit points from the last one.
That's okay.
Of course, I'm up to 3. But...
I won't make much. I'll just triple their hit points.
What?
What'd you do?
Triple their hit points.
What?
But you knocked them down to AC 12, right?
Come on.
What?
Alright.
What is guys wearing? Armor? What kind of armor?
Jeans and a t-shirt.
Or jeans and a t-shirt.
Maybe nothing and they're just fast.
Studded leather and a ring mail.
Guys are the two. Let's be really safe.
I think we should light them on fire.
Ragnar had a 6 and he is going to attack.
Just burn the place down.
Move.
That sounds good.
So, Kia, get a swing in also.
Oh yeah.
Is it okay here?
10.
To hit you need...
an 11.
That's a 12.
One moment, please. The DM is consulting his ancient tome.
All DMs are busy. If you have plea hold, please hold.
You require a 13 to hit, so the 10 is not
going
to
hit. Okay.
But this is his +3 sword.
Sorry, I included all the pluses when I quoted that number.
Other sixes.
I got 6. Hide in the shadows.
No, you're supposed to. He's not supposed to know that he's successful or not.
Ot.
You fail. You have a 100% chance?
Nobody
has a 100% chance.
Other sixes. Five.
Well,
Cast
a spell on
it.
Actually,
we're
too close to
cast
our spells.
He could fall back.
Throw it over Ragnar's head. Yeah, use a fireball.
Use an 8-hit die fireball right in the middle of
him. I don't think I can do that.
Call lightning down from the sky through the mud.
My druid can't use that spell underground.
Oh, dear.
Which
lightning?
Gonna attack.
My 8-hit die lightning bolts? Those are so nice.
Why don't you look at the condensed list? It's a lot easier to see.
The very back of the, or the very front.
One more page over.
I need to check that
other
also.
Way.
Other way.
Wow. Okay.
Easier. Boy, this is a...
So I wouldn't have had this all done before I started.
Yeah, you're supposed to have this all done before you started.
She took too long, and they're attacking her.
She said she was going to attack them. She would attack.
Back to her.
I'm just gonna attack my flail. Right.
That's not very priest-like. Clerical.
That's clerical.
Which way are you moving?
Not lady-like. Supposed to use magic.
Shucks. Well, I'm right here.
You can always pout.
Are you moving to attack?
Yeah.
I think it should shut up.
Would it be this person?
Yes.
If you want.
Closest.
Yeah, the closest.
Roll to hit.
No good. The yellow one, don't use the green one. Try the yellow one.
Use the blue one.
Try Kelly's.
You need a 13.
I usually go white.
Maybe 13?
You got a 10.
I
have
10.
Or 20.
I see 11.
Other fives. Fours.
One is going to prepare a shocking
blast. Wait, can I guess one? That's 2 hit, right?
Get
died.
Is that
two?
Two
hit.
I have 2 damage.
Well,
I've got 12.
Are you getting ready
for
that? Is
I have
right?
2 to hit.
Yeah, she's getting
hit
ready so that next round she can use it.
Yeah.
Mr.
Chris,
I'm
going to have you or
something.
It's going to aim Burning Hands.
Just hide in the shadows, move around behind him and stab
center
him
of it right here.
Our next round.
Well, if she's got magical ones.
And it comes out in a 60-degree arc from that way and that
I'm
way.
Looking,
so it probably gets like maybe him.
Everest?
Yeah, you're right. I don't know.
Maybe him.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm still down from the last 60
degrees.
Engagement.
60 degrees. No, 60 degrees total. 30 degrees each.
No, it's 120-degree arc. So it's like this way and this way. So if you aim it here, it's 60 degrees that way, 60 degrees that way.
Aim at this one then.
Does one hit point for each experience level of the caster.
2 hit points, huh?
Half?
One? Half?
Three?
Okay.
What is this?
How many rounds does it last?
Well, it lasts one round unless they're wearing something like flammable, that, and if it catches fire, then.
Yes, they're wearing flammable.
Right? Good thing I
don't know.
My
might have been,
asbestos left.
And on. There's no saving throw.
They might have just swam a river, you know. Who
okay,
knows?
So we're going to inject. Give the guy farthest away, the orange guy, is only going to lose 2 points because he's on a relative
edge. Actually, let me see if I can forgiveness.
She could be clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I need these.
No, I aimed it here. That's why, because it's 60 degrees. 60 degrees that way. See,
so
I, no, see, because that's why I aimed it.
No, you have to be a gnome.
Okay, other fours.
A gnome to be an illusionist?
Threes.
Either a gnome or a human.
Oh.
It's all right.
I've got a three.
The fire's gone off.
Yes.
Is it hitting the orange gummy bear?
Just start.
I don't know when to step into this until. I'm going to attack.
The fire?
What a good attack.
Well,
here.
I mean, if...
He didn't get hit.
If it's already gone off, she's just burning.
I don't do anything, though.
Okay.
Go.
Man. I'll get as close as I can so I'm attacking.
Okay,
but not get burned.
Alright, I understand. You're smart enough to stab. Imrus.
I want you to sneak back into the shadows and
sneak around behind, stab him on the back. Malcolm's gonna help.
What's your percent?
50.
Okay. And
not gonna let me know?
Twos. Any twos.
Right, not gonna let you know.
The spearman
hit
the pipe
over
the spearman hit two. So the one on the far end will like lash out.
I'm gonna write that up.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll find out.
This is the one I like.
Yeah, that was a neat one too. There's definite possibilities in that one. I got a lot of good ideas from He-Man and She-Ra too.
I knew I should have been coming home to watch this.
I've been watching it.
I've been sitting in the EE lab.
Why?
Because it's a bad class.
That's my newest toy.
Your newest toy?
Yeah, that book.
I was about to say that, but I thought better of
it. It's got good stuff.
Company.
Good thing.
Other guy, one, like, despite getting flames in his face. Two in the end take steps towards a Pantar.
Sticking.
Oh, yeah.
Any ones?
Look at some wax paper.
Roll initiative, please.
Great.
Sixes on the initiative roll. No sixes. Five. Fours.
Lana has a four.
Lana has a five.
Can she run in through here? To try to get at this guy.
Skinnish.
Slip in.
Bit tight.
She can arc arrows over.
Well, she knows she's not going to be able to kill me.
Shove in.
She's going to be beating her way through there.
Well, she'll move up to, she'll move up to, like, behind, right behind there.
Okay.
Yes.
Any other fours?
Ragnar. Ragnar is going to take a swing at the guy who swung at him.
Okay.
Ragnar
is not
good at the game. Sounds like you got about a three.
One.
Plus yeah. Seven.
Three. Remember my saving throw two. In the golden grain inn?
Okay. The creature's having two and I have two.
Well, I've got a two.
But I'm not in any position to do anything, really.
Okay. Timorous.
Well. Take a look at the map. I think I'll just keep on. I'll sneak over here.
Sneak in behind him and jump in the room.
Okay.
Not going to jump in the room. I'm going to sneak behind him here and try and attack him from the back next round.
Okay.
Providing I've been engaged.
I'm
going to
attack.
Not
a two.
Which one are you
going
to do? The one that was. Oh. I got two. The orange one. 16.
You know how Vazak determines falling damage?
10.
It's not. It's not D6 every 10 feet?
Either.
It's like.
No,
the orange
6D6
oh.
For the 6th feet, plus 5D6 for the 5th feet, plus 4D6 for the 4th 10 feet.
Is he upside down?
Yeah,
he's
upside
down. That one died.
Wait, that's like...
Good shot. But before he dies, he gets to
shoot. How much damage can you do?
I'm gonna throw a bolt person.
Oh boy.
On... I can get one to three people, but that was
so
gonna get...
1d6 for the first 10 feet.
1d6 for the first 10 feet, plus
2d6
for the second
10
feet, plus... 3d6 for
well,
the third.
Well, two, one died. I don't think, I'm not sure the one's in range. 6 feet? Range?
You're gonna give
the one. Okay, one down. 6 feet?
So it's 66 30 feet.
Pardon? Well, if it's just one person, he has to save and throw at a -2.
Yeah, I thought it was just 1d6 times XP.
Versus the same.
Just save against magic.
Save and throw -.
That means if they make their save, it negates any effect.
Well, it's -2 also. The saving throw die is at -2 for one person. For one.
In that case, it's a roll 21. Okay. So he's going to
for 7 melee rounds.
Which one did you hold?
One closest to me.
What did you hold it for?
Seven rounds.
Because he's inflicting damage.
When somebody goes to attack him,
you're gonna say you're gonna cast that hold, but he's got a 2 as well, so he gets to swat.
Okay.
The ring is bigger.
Well.
Now.
Oh, I'm gonna be the dime.
I don't know if he decides to go for it. And he gets.
Yeah, plus 1 for gaudiness.
That's what we got.
6.
Ooh.
Ow.
And he
is
then held the other one.
Boy, I guess what Ragnar's going to do next? Take that and that and that.
That's kind
of Ragnar may not realize it is being held.
I think when he stops in his tracks, it's
kind of
obvious.
The orange one is going to have to kill
the soul. The orange one already
is dead.
No, but it wasn't at the time.
He died. He wasn't at the time.
We swang at the same time.
The yellow one will swing at the same time.
What did I say?
Swing.
18.
Swing.
I was swine.
Swine.
You
take
swine. And the red one will go after
swine. Leave me alone. You don't like my Spanish. You don't like my English. Just leave me alone. I like your Spanish. This is a proper surprise. Yeah, that's
why
that's
so good.
I was wookie plunking at it.
That's Sullivan's Spanish.
Oh, here's my initiative.
Ooh, and this is Zaytan.
No dialect.
Right.
I'll go next round.
Zaytan, what are you going to do back?
Here's a 1.
Yes,
can I swing back?
You could taunt him.
No. That's ineffectual.
And your father smelt
underbreeze.
A 6 isn't going to do anything.
It's because you're using speech.
Probably the same way as a man.
I missed.
Yes, everyone's gone.
Everyone's gone.
Try your initiative dice, Steve.
Got a 5.
Oh, good, okay.
What'd you do? What'd you do? Roll a d20 and get a 5?
No.
6s.
Right now I got a 6.
Oh, please.
And he is going to swing once again at this guy.
I don't know what kind of a plus to him.
How about
plus four
to
four.
Hit? Well, my roll was a 7.
Well, that might do it.
11.
Plus 4 is an 11.
Plus four
can't
is
even hit an inanimate object. Hit your shield.
Any other 6s? 5.
I got a 5.
Now, if he hits the guy, does it act like electricity and hold him too?
No. I want to emerge from the shadows, longsword ablazing, and plunge it between this guy's shoulder blades.
Well, you can try it.
You need a
4th level.
When can you become 4th level? I don't even have to explain it. Doesn't mean it, it's just a 14.
Do I get a plus 4 because it's from his back?
Yes.
Does it come out of his front?
Whoop, I get it. I've got an 18. And I get a plus 2, which is 28.
Describe it as it comes out of his front.
Well, I do double damage from the back.
I want actually graphic.
So
I want a graphic.
I've got a 3, 4, so I do 8 points of damage. Yeah, that kind of disappointing. Let me get
that. I want a graphic description.
God, this is garbage. Let's try this one.
Okay. First.
Right. This one's got a 5.
Zaytan.
And try swinging again
at
this turkey.
You treble the hit points.
Well, put that one out.
Sorry.
Any other 5?
Even after I distracted him for you?
Alright, the swords are heavy at 5.
Uh-huh.
The guy that you just attacked, you just missed attacked. It's going to swing a clay time anyway, so check it out.
Yeah!